we're going to go ahead and talk about where you come from, what you've been doing in music all your lives, figure out where the heck that name Stump came from, maybe when you got out on the road for the first time. Listen, I want to tell you, I'm looking at this old picture of the Metropolitan Blues All-Stars, which you were with from the beginning. And, you know, this is, you look a lot younger in this picture, Nick.
Well, that was, the picture's about 20 years old. I'm surprised you're not looking at a tombstone right
now. Well, thank God for that. Something that hasn't changed about Nick Stump is that, a far off look in your eyes.
Yeah. That's a special enhanced look.
Well, you got your tailor all tuned up there, and give us a little sample of that hillbilly blues that you're famous for. What are you going to play?
I'm going to do one. This is a song that Larry Cordell recorded on his Murder on Music Row record. It's a song called Deep Mind Blues. Before I was a man, I'd not go down in the mines like my dad and his dad and friends by the score who are crippled and bent at the spine. You never see the light of day. You can't wash that coal dust away. You never gain as much as you lose singing those deep mind blues. Down in the city, the jobs they are few. Back home, they needed some men. They put me on digging number 9 coal alongside my kinfolk and friends. Never see the light of day. You can't watch that coal truck's way. You never gain as much as you lose singing those deep mind blues. Sing it high, sing it low, sing the song however you choose. You go to work when the whistle blows singing those deep mind blues.
It's live music on 91.3 WKY. Nick Stump. Sounding better than ever, Nick.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
A little bit bluer.
Well, if you felt the way I did, you'd be blue too.
It's somehow along the line you got this. You've been called the hillbilly that plays the blues. What's that about?
Well, you know, I'm certainly not the only hillbilly that plays the blues, but I think a lot of people...
Well, you certainly did introduce that sound to a lot of people across the country.
Yeah, I think the music we play, you know, sort of me sitting here with acoustic guitar is not exactly the heart of what we do. We play mostly electric music, and it's blues based, but there's instead of that high lonesome sound, it's probably a high whining sound that we bring to it. That's got an Appalachian flavor, and we do songs about the region that some of us come from, and the issues that affect that region. I don't know. It's kind of in our blood, I guess.
Come from Hindman, Kentucky.
Right.
Over in the southeastern portion of the state.
Right.
And according to what I hear, you're from the fiddling stamper side of the family. What is that?
Well, that's what people. My real name is Michael Stamper, and people always ask me, am I from the fiddling stampers? Which is sort of a way of asking you, are you from the drinking stampers?
Well, already then.
I'd say I'd probably be yes to both of those answers. The first time I met Art Stamper and told him my name, Art was quite the genealogist, and he was quick to claim kin as soon as he found out who my grandfather was.
There you go. Tell us about some musical roots. Who you got on your side of the family that has got some music in them?
Well, there's not a... my Uncle Ned was a musician, but he got killed in World War II, so I didn't get any influence from him. My grandfather was a ballad singer, and I grew up singing a lot of that old stuff.
Acapella?
Acapella stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Grew up singing in the church, like a lot of people do, where I did my first singing. And my grandfather was... always on me to, do old songs like, Pretty Sarah and old hymns, like different old hymns and stuff. Yeah.
I can hear that, and even the song you just played. Tell us a little bit about that, Deep Mind Blues. Why did you choose that song?
Well, it's a song that I wrote with Lionel Delmore. He was a son of Alton Delmore of the Delmore Brothers. And he gave me that line, that first line, and he didn't have anything else. He just had that spoken word line, and I just thought it was real inspiring.
Tell us the line again.
I knew before I was a man I'd not go down in the mines like my dad and his dad and friends by the score who are crippled and bent at the spine. And I got home, I was... Frank Schaap and I were working together and writing together, and he helped work on this song too. It was like the rest of the song just sort of appeared in my head, and I was there to write it down. And Larry Cordell was actually at that time writing and doing demos down in Nashville instead of playing bluegrass, and he demoed that song when PolyGram. Signed it up, they gave me that big dumb country boy record song contract down there. And
that's what they think.
I'm glad to know that General Electric is making owns my songs and making
absolutely. We wouldn't want any other way.
War materials at the same time.
Let's talk about your nickname. Stump, speaking of war, you did serve some time in the service.
Yes, and, I was in the service for 4 years.
You used the name as a synonym. You picked up Stump in the service. What's that all about?
My last name being Stamper. That and an unfortunate war injury I don't like to talk about too much. A friend of mine called me. My nickname became Stump over the years, and a friend of mine sent me a picture of me and this Elvis imitator together, and it says Colonel Nick Stump inks Elvis act, and so I kind of got stuck with the name, and it got in the newspaper once here in Lexington, and that was it. I was Nick Stump by then forever after, whether I wanted to be or not.
It's very rare that I see you anywhere without this fine man sitting to your left over here, Mr. Ricky Baldwin, your bass player. How long you guys been together?
We were talking about that in the car today. I started playing with the All-Stars in 1986, so that means I've been playing with Nick for 25 years.
Lord.
Quarter of a century.
It sounds longer when you say it that way.
Quarter
of a century.
It seems longer when you live it, though. That's Rick and I... been best friends for a long time. We've roommates on the road, and whichever one of us is the most crippled up, the other one carries his gear for him, but that means he usually carries mine.
If your war injury starts to flare up a little bit.
Yeah, I got that shrapnel moving around in my knees.
I understand when you started touring, it was in a Pinto.
Wait a minute,
the whole band was in a Pinto?
No,
I read that, I thought, no, certainly not.
No, we, uh, we, uh, We traveled in a variety of automobiles, and once we're stuck with my dad had an old Ford Pinto, and I was out of car, and he said, "Well, you can take this," and I pulled a U-Haul trailer with that thing.
You got to be kidding me!
And
rest of the band was in there.
No, we just me and Frank, and sometimes Ricky, and then. The rest of the band would come in another automobile. We just got down the road the best we could, renting cars and borrowing cars, and finally ended up getting a conversion van towards the end of our career. But now we're traveling on a little Chevy HHR these days, saving
important.
Our gas.
What you're driving is important. Hey, you covered a lot of miles. Eventually, there was a Grammy nomination in there somewhere.
Well, not for me. It was for the Larry Cordell record.
What's your connection to that?
Well, he recorded Deep Mind Blues, and it really wasn't my Grammy nomination. It was up for the Grammy for the Bluegrass Album of the Year. Unfortunately, it was the year that Dolly Parton also recorded a Bluegrass album.
Well,
so
there you go. No, fortunately. I think we're all fortunate because of Dolly Parton.
Well, I think we're fortunate for Dolly. She certainly added a lot to the catalog of great music.
Mm-hmm.
I wish she had picked another year to make a bluegrass album because she was sure going to win.
Yeah, it's hands down with her. You got the big engine running CD. You're still working on it, and tell us how's that going for you?
Well, we're about halfway done with it.
We played Arizona off that. Love that song.
Yeah, thank you. It's we had Dave Edgar come in and play cello with us. We're going to do some shows with Dave in August. I just talked to a promoter down in Virginia that's going to be putting a little tour together for us, and we kind of, it's usually me and Ricky, and then we use Dave and his drummer as make a quartet out of it.
It's interesting. Alejandro Escovedo has proven that you can use a cello in a rock and roll band.
Well, if it's Dave Edgar, you sure can.
Yeah.
He was a remarkable musician. Our record company brought him in to play on the record. And I was telling Ricky, I said, you know, what are we going to do with a cello? You know, here's a guy that's, you know, Yo-Yo Ma's protege. And how are we, you know, how are a couple of hillbillies that can't read music. Well, I should say I can't read music. Actually, Ricky can read music. But how are we going to play with a cello player? And, you know, the guy's a remarkable musician, and that's really all I needed to think about because when we went in there, it was just bing, bang, bing.
It was effortless.
Yeah, it really was.
It was magic happening.
Yeah.
Give us another one there.
Another song?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
What do you got, Nick? What is it going to be?
Well,
as
long as we're on Appalachia, or songs about coal mines and people that have to work with their hands, there's an old song called Silicosis Blues, and it's a song we're going to have on the new record. So I'll see if I can attempt to do this one. Silicosis, you dirty robber and thief. Whoa, silicosis, you dirty robber and thief. Rob me of my life to live, and all you gave me was grief. Working for the coal mine, 10 cents a day. Robbing in the coal mine, 10 cents a day. No time for loving, no time for play. Thank you. my fevered head. Mama, 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 cool my fevered head. Lord, I'm gone to my Jesus, soon I'll be dead. Lord, I'm gone to my Jesus, soon I'll be dead.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you for having us, Mike.
Nick, Rick, see you guys later. Hope you can drop by again sometime, all right? Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.